Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The County Drug Task Force, Sheriff's deputies, Hoopa police, and state law enforcement personnel, as well as U.S. Marshals, eradicated more than 26,000 marijuana plants this morning. Law enforcement utilized two helicopters in the eradication effort at a site in the Mill Creek drainage near the Hoopa Reservation. The plants, ranging in size from 4 to 6 feet, were pulled out, and several loads of garbage and debris at the site were removed as well. The search for who ran the garden remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of a robbery at the Emerald Forest campground last night. When deputies arrived on scene, they spoke with the victim, who reported that 54-year-old Bronte Allen Cooper of Trinidad had showed up at the scene while the victim was helping a friend move and demanded the victim pay him money for an outstanding marijuana debt. The victim said that Cooper shoved him into a couch and then held a knife to his throat and other parts of his body, punched him, and threatened him with a hatchet for nearly 4 hours before finally agreeing to let the victim free if he promised not to call law enforcement. The victim did call law enforcement, however, and a responding deputy spotted Cooper's vehicle near West Haven and pulled him over. A search of Cooper's vehicle turned up a 9mm handgun and a magazine, as well as the hatchet. Cooper was arrested and booked into county jail on charges of robbery, assault and battery, false imprisonment, and carrying a loaded firearm. A CHP officer performing a traffic safety patrol on Highway 101 at Little River witnessed a motorcycle with no license plate and initiated a traffic stop. The driver of the motorcycle, 40-year-old Richard Ryan of McKinleyville, failed to yield and led the officer on a pursuit lasting for about 5.5 miles. Ryan exited the freeway at the Crennel off-ramp in McKinleyville and continued through Dow's Prairie with the officer trailing him. The CHP officer reported that the motorcycle had continuous mechanical trouble throughout the pursuit, and Ryan finally pulled over on Fieldbrook Road. He was taken into custody without incident and faces misdemeanor charges as a result. Officials from the Six Rivers National Forest announced that the largest fire burning there, the Dillon Fire, has been fully contained. The Dillon Fire, which began last week, burned more than 300 acres and was part of a series of 20 fires that were ignited last week. The cause of those fires remains under investigation. Highway 96 has been reopened to two-way traffic, and fire resources are being reassigned to other fire areas. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Top state Republican leaders have called for hearings into how the state managed to miss the fact that the state Parks Department was sitting on millions of dollars in unspent funds. Senate Republican leader Bob Huff wants the directors of the state parks, finance, the Attorney General's office, and the controller to testify about the situation and any irregularities surrounding the money. Last month, it was learned that the state Parks Department was sitting on more than $50 million in funds in the face of steep cuts to the parks budget that led to the closure or the threat of closure of more than 70 parks across the state, including Humboldt County. Locally, the Board of Supervisors teamed up with citizens groups to keep local state parks open when funding cuts weren't necessary. And now Republicans want answers. In 2008, former Governor Schwarzenegger appointed Dan Richards as the president of the State Fish and Game Commission. Earlier today, State Fish and Game Commissioners removed Richards from his position as president, although he retains his spot on the commission. Richards was voted out as president after photos of him holding a slain mountain lion were released earlier this year. Mountain lion hunting is illegal in California, but legal in Idaho, where Richards had been hunting. Animal rights activists and other critics also pointed out that Richards' hunting trip, worth about $7,000, had been paid for by a third party. Richards paid the amount after an ethics complaint was filed. Commissioner Jim Kellogg will replace Richards as president at Fish and Game. And that's the North Coast News on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.